The reporting of ABC News has the network in trouble in Russia, where the government is effectively barring ABC from working in the country. That move comes after the network broadcast an interview with a Chechen warlord. The Russian Foreign Ministry says it will not be renewing the accreditation of ABC journalists, and it instructed Russian government agencies to shun contacts with ABC. NPR's Martha Wexler is not being shunned, at least not yet, and so she's following the story from Moscow.
The spark for this fire was last Thursday's interview on ABC's Nightline with Chechen rebel leader Shamil Basayev. Basayev is the Osama bin Laden of Russia. He's claimed responsibility for a string of terrorist attacks, including the siege of a hospital, the assault on a Moscow theater, and last year's attack on a school in Beslan. Hundreds of people have died in these assaults. In the Nightline interview, Basayev admitted he was a terrorist, but said the Russians were worse for killing so many Chechens. Before the broadcast, the Russian embassy in Washington urged ABC not to air the interview. Ted Koppel later read an embassy statement denouncing the network for giving a platform to one of al-Qaeda's zealots. The Russian defense minister called ABC an outlaw, and the Russian foreign ministry called in the U.S. chargé d'affaires in Moscow to protest. The State Department explained that the U.S. government can't prevent a private network from exercising its constitutional rights. ABC News said last night it deeply regrets the action and hopes the Russian authorities will reconsider. But ABC said it can't allow any government to deter it from reporting. Chechnya is a very sore point for Russian authorities. In 1995, the Russians expelled a Washington Post correspondent who had reported critically on the war there. And the correspondent who conducted the interview with Basayev for Nightline is particularly hated by the Kremlin. The journalist, Andrei Babitsky, is a Russian, based in Prague, working for the U.S.-financed Radio Liberty. Several years ago, Russian forces detained him in Chechnya. Analysts say the Russian Defense Ministry is now embarrassed. Not only are Russian security forces unable to capture Shamil Basayev, Russia's enemy number one, they apparently can't even keep tabs on a journalist who's supposed to be under surveillance when he enters Chechnya without accreditation. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.